Hey guys, welcome to the Fit Dad Lifestyle Podcast, Season 2. There is a moment in every dad's life where you want to become the strongest version of yourself. You want to become better. You want to rise up and you want to be successful and the perfect role model to your kids. So what is the Fit Dad Lifestyle? It's about being that role model, that leader, that example that your kids need to follow. It's about family. It's about trying new things. It's about fitness, laughter, full of smiles, and it's here to inspire you so that you can inspire your family. Enjoy Season 2. We've got some amazing guests on board. Everything fitness, fatherhood, and success. Here's the episode, guys. Enjoy. Hey guys, welcome to the Fit Dad Lifestyle Podcast, episode 87. So today we've got Abby Ashokuma. Now Abby is a father from Melbourne and part of the Fit Dad Lifestyle community and also a Fit Dad Lifestyle ambassador. So mate, welcome to the podcast.
Thanks buddy, glad to be here.
Mate, tell us a little bit more about you and how many kids you've got.
All right, well I'm 28, father of one at the moment with one on the way. Got a three-year-old girl. And another girl joining us in the next couple of weeks. So I'm going to be severely outnumbered on the male to female scale. I'm just a dad from Melbourne, club manager of a Jets gym. Just going through the everyday trials and tribulations being a dad and trying to win the day, man.
Yeah, mate, fantastic. And being a manager of the Jets gym down there, you probably see a lot of, you know, fathers and, you know, men in general come in, you know, what are some of the problems or some of the issues that you find that they face when you have those initial conversations with those fathers that come into the club?
Look, man, I think the most common problem we see is dads that always, they prioritize everyone else first. It's that common, I guess, misconception where, you know, as soon as you become a dad, everyone else's priorities come first, making sure, you know, like, I guess dad's normally the breadwinner in most families. And, you know, you find that they go to work, they come home, but then at the same time, as soon as you come home, you're looking after the kids. You're trying to take the load off mum so she can have a break, which automatically takes away from your time as well. You know, spending time with the kids, trying to make sure mum's looked after as well. So the biggest struggle I think is just dads not seeing or making time for themselves to look after their mental health and well-being, their health and fitness. You know, the biggest struggle you hear of from a lot of dads and a lot of men you talk to is, you know, all work, no play. You know, the biggest struggle is time, man, and organization and trying to, I guess, understand that transition from being your own man into being a family man. And, you know, trying to work that work-life balance, which I know I struggle with every day. It's one of the biggest struggles I've got. It's so easy, I think, as a man to be ambitious and have your pursuits and work your ass off to provide for your family and for yourself, because that's, you know, I think it's a deep-seated success that we want. But trying to balance that with family life and looking after yourself, man, I think that's the biggest struggle I find.
Yeah. And have you found, like, you know, being a personal trainer, you sort of had those early morning shifts and the late evening shifts. And typically it's a pretty good work-life ratio in regards to the time you get off in the middle of the day. You know, yep. As a club manager, do those timings change? And have you noticed, you know, that your balance has got a lot harder stepping up into that management role than what it was just as a trainer?
There's pros and cons to it, man. I find that, I chased the manager role for a couple of reasons. One being that I was a PT when my daughter was first born. And it was really good because it did provide the flexibility that I felt our family needed. To being first-time parents, it was really good to be able to schedule clients when I feel I needed to. But also, I guess, to reshuffle clients based on, you know, how hard the day was or how hard, you know, the night was, because Bubs wasn't sleeping and things like that. So, you know, in that aspect, the flexibility point was really good. But the earning potential was rough because, you know, you are trying to chase that balance of freedom and flexibility. You know, it does put on hold, I guess, a little bit of your earning capacity in that role. So chasing the management role was ideal for us to have the salary position, really. So we could have that stable income and stable work hours as well. So we could sort of plan our days and our lives around it as well. You know, having the weekends free as opposed to being a PT and, you know, working a good half a day on the Saturday morning and that sort of thing. So as far as the transition goes, it does definitely hinder the ability to spend the days with the family where, you know, you, as a PT, you'll work from, you know, 5 a.m. through to 10 and then have that good chunk in the middle of the day with the family. But I think this way it just provides a bit more consistency, allows our little family to develop some good routines and gives us the weekend to have some really good downtime as well.
Yeah, mate, 100%. And do you have any set nightly routines with your family or any, you know, tips and tricks on how people can manage that time more efficiently and, you know, be able to schedule that week?
Look, man, I think time is a struggle for all of us. I think everyone's different depending on their work, their priorities, size of family, all that sort of stuff. For us personally, the days being in the COVID state at the moment, being Victoria, we've got a lot of free time together. So routines don't really exist at the moment. It's kind of just wake up and let's just plan for the day. Let's just see, you know, what we can do to keep the little one occupied and make sure she's entertained. But at the same time, because the wife's heavily pregnant, making sure she's looked after and has the time to rest up as well. I guess the good thing at the moment is parks are now available to us. So when we do have some decent weather, taking the little one out to the park and having a good time there. It's really, I guess, the nightly routine for us though, man, comes down to you hit that like 4 o'clock zone in the evening, in the afternoon, and it's game time. It's, you know, making sure dinner's getting on the go, you know, trying to do some last minute activities with the little one, keep her stimulated. And then it becomes, you know, the bed bath ritual, reading the book at night, that sort of thing. But for us, man, I guess routines at the moment are really up in the air because of all the restrictions and the fact that we're inbound, like we're stuck at home.
Yeah, and how have the restrictions affected the gym industry down in Melbourne specifically with all the restrictions? And when does it look like you guys might be able to get back in there and get moving?
Dude, it's impacted us pretty harshly. There was obviously a lot of hoo-ha around with the addresses from the Premier and stuff like that, you know, how they kind of trashed a little bit the gym industry and saying that they were hotspots for transmissions and stuff like that. So that definitely impacted us quite a bit. The restrictions themselves definitely hurt us a lot, especially from, I guess, the mental health well-being aspect. For us managers and our team, our PTs, not only does it impact us on the financial end, it also stops us from, like, I guess, just working towards something. I think when you get into fitness, you do it because you're passionate about it. You know, there is always a grind and a hustle when it comes to making an earning in the industry. And, you know, essentially having your hands tied, it's a struggle, man, because you're stuck in the house and, you know, you can try and get in as innovative as possible, but, you know, it's tricky. Myself, like I'm a super ambitious person. And I think a lot of dads out there are as well, trying to always seek for more. And trying to provide the best life they can for their family and for themselves. And the problem at the moment is like I've got some experience in the trade as a landscaper. And I was at least hoping that, you know, this time around I'd be able to support the family a little bit better by doing some extra work. But, you know, with restrictions at the moment, all unnecessary trades can't trade. So that's hindered us as well. So I think it's just the fact that, you know, we work in an industry that's based on helping. That's based on connecting with other people. And because that aspect of what we do has been severely hindered and impacted, I think that's where we've struggled the most, man. So bouncing back from that is going to be, it's going to be rough. And on the other end as well, trying to, I guess, almost prove to society and the general public that, you know, gyms are safe, and that we're all starting to understand how important health and well-being is. But trying to, I guess, get everyone to understand really how important we are, that we aren't just, I guess, a facility with equipment, but we're a community. We're your second home. We're a place where we want to welcome you guys in. We want to look after you. We care about you. We don't just learn your name because it's hospitality, but because we care. And I think that's going to be one of the struggles as well, is actually letting these people know how much we care about them and how important we are for them.
Yeah, 100%. And that's one thing that I've noticed with the gym that we've, like, I train at the local Snap up here, and you know, they've been open apart from that, I think, lockdown where the whole country shut down for that sort of month, 6 week period. You know, we've been back there for about 2 or 3 months, and the gym's never been cleaner, and, you know, more hygienic, and you know, everyone in there is just so supportive and, you know, always open for a chat, and the staff are, you know, lovely. And, you know, the way that we're doing it right now is like there's Perspex in between all the different cardio machines. Nice. There's all, you know, individual, you know, alcohol wipes, you know, stationed all around the gym, and everyone, you know, is getting behind, wiping down every, you know, dumbbell bar, you know, bench or whatever bit of equipment they're using. And it just seems to be working. Like everyone's just taking the, you know, acknowledging what has to happen to, you know, keep the gyms open. And I think it, you know, as soon as things can open back down there, you know, it'd be exactly the same and you guys can get back into it.
Oh, absolutely, man. Like we had that brief period in June, late June, where we did open up the gyms for about, I think, a week and a half, 2 weeks. And although it was a tease, it was a really good insight to see how much, how important we were to our members. To see the look of relief on their face when they walked through was awesome. Like it's why we get into it, is to, and it's like as fathers, you know what I mean? Like the biggest thing for me as a dad is you put in all the work, the hard hours and all the love and affection you can. But when you see all of yourself that you put into being a dad shine through your kids, that is the biggest reward you could ever get. And I think it's very much the same when it comes to health and fitness. And what I've found through my role through management or just working in a gym in general is when you actually see that come through. And I guess that gratitude, that's, you can't put a number on that, man. You can't put a price on it. It's fantastic. So, and we saw that all of our members came through. They took the onus on themselves as well to upkeep the hygiene of the gym. A lot of members beforehand that you noticed, you know, they were taking the extra precautions. Everyone had a towel. You know, they were wiping down all their equipment. We did our bit as well to provide extra hygiene stations, which I think was the expectation across the gyms in Victoria. You know, we followed all the rules and we did our best to go above and beyond it. And the members were fantastic for it as well. We all did our part, and it was kind of actually really sad on the day that we got told that Stage 4 was coming and gyms would get locked down as well. To see all the members come in for like their last workout, it was kind of like their last meal before the gyms got shut down. And it was sad but bittersweet as well, because you could see how important it was to them to get that last one in, because we just didn't know when we'd come back. But I know for a fact that we are important, and our members do know how important we are. We just need to get through this tough time, man, like everyone.
Yeah, mate, exactly right. And mate, if you could go back to Abby on day one of fatherhood, knowing what you know now, having a 3-year-old, another one on the way, and, you know, tell yourself something, you know, that you know to be true that you've learnt, and looking back, you're thinking, you know, I would change that. What would that be?
Whoa, that is a tough one, man. I think the biggest thing for me, if I could go back to day one, would be to tell myself to be present. I think for me, I can get so caught up in the hustle and the grind in the future, working towards, I guess, the best life for me and my family, that I did miss, I think, a lot of the early days. And I think, crucially, I missed out on a lot of opportunities to build on myself to be the best dad I could be and just the best man I could be, because I was so focused on, I guess, trying to step up and trying to really be the provider and be as the best support as I could. It's so tricky because when being a first time parent and when, you know, Bubs was first born, you feel this sense of like almost uselessness. Like there's not a great deal you can do. You can't exactly be as hands on as you want to. And it does trickle out through, I feel like, a lot of the stages through the first year where, you know, because you work a lot, when it comes to comfort, mum's usually the go-to. When it comes to, you know, most things, mum's usually the go-to. You know, you do everything you can, but at the same time, sometimes it just doesn't cut it. And you do really feel the challenges where, you know, you try and step in, especially, you know, like the late night wake-ups, but your scent or, you know, just dad, it doesn't cut it. So, you know, you've got to go wake up mum, mum's got to get involved, or you got to try and, you know, tough it out. And you do the best you can, but you do feel like there's not a lot you can do. Your hands are tied. But for me, I think I feel like I could have done a lot more. I could have been more hands-on. And I think to be a better dad today, I think I definitely would have told myself to be more present in the moment. And maybe not so focused on the future in the sense that, you know, trying to build our future and our life right then in that moment, because no amount of overthinking in that moment was going to really change our future prospects, as opposed to really enjoying, you know, all the firsts that my daughter went through, and really being there with her. Because it's the classic saying, man, they're only young for so long. And not only that, they're only that age for so long. They only do, they take their first step once. They say their first word once. And, you know, being stuck at work or, you know, on the grind, even when you're there, like, you can be there with your kids, with your family, but you can still not be there mentally present because you're constantly thinking about what your next move is or what's best. I think just slowing down and being present with the family would be what I would have told myself back then, man.
Mate, I love that. And I can see exactly where you're coming from. We hear it so much, and, you know, even gone through it ourselves as first time fathers, like, because like you just mentioned, if your partner's breastfeeding, the baby's, you know, either feeding, sleeping and doing not much else in those, you know, first few months, you feel like all you can do is, you know, go provide, and I need to, you know, support the family the best I can. And, you know, because your wife is taking care of everything back here, you feel like, okay, well, everything else is on my shoulders. And, you know, that's one of the biggest things that we find is, you know, dads just feel like everything else apart from the baby is on their shoulders. And, you know, it gets tough. And, you know, there's no blueprint, there's no roadmap. It's one of those things that, you know, every day is different and every experience is different.
Absolutely, man. Like, you can, there's the dads out there that like to read up on all the books and try and get all the info they can, be as best prepared as possible. And that's awesome. I think one of the best things that we did that I think paid dividends was not try and over prepare, purely because it was kind of like setting up for the expectation. And I felt like I would have been, being a first time parent, I did not know what to expect. And I think in a lot of ways it was good because you took every challenge as unique, and you found your own approach to dealing with it as opposed to trying to like pre-prepare. In a sense, it's kind of like with being in the fitness industry and having, you know, every second person is, you know, an online trainer, and they give you certain customized meal plans and training plans, but they're all cookie cutter. They're all stock standard. You know, you can't necessarily just pre-expect that that's going to work for that person before getting to know them, getting to know who they are, where they're from, what their experiences are, as simple as knowing what equipment they have access to, and not even asking the question, you know, what kind of injuries do they have or considerations to take into. So I think, yeah, it's always a struggle, man. Fatherhood's it's an ever-going process. It's an ever-learning journey. I think the best thing that we can do is to take a step back, humble ourselves, and accept that we can learn something from everyone, and just open our ears and open our hearts to all the dads and their experiences, and just learn to speak up is one of the biggest things. Learn to speak up, ask the questions, and know that you're not alone. Would be one of the things that I would have to say.
Yeah, mate. And what has your approach to fatherhood, and how has that changed from 4 years ago when, you know, before your firstborn, you know, come along to how it is now with number two on the way? You know, how has that mindset and how are the goals and vision for the future for the family changed?
Oof. As I said, man, I think the thing that I've worked on the most is about being present. So I definitely think My mindset shift a lot purely because of the pandemic going on as well at the moment. It's forced us all to really slow down and take stock of what we have. Me, for my own personal experience, as I said, it's hindered me in a lot of ways, especially with career and ambition in that regard, because I feel like there's not much I can do to work towards what I want and what I feel is best for my family. But that being said, I have a bond now with my daughter that I didn't think I could. We are so close now. It's insane because I've been home and I've been forced to be present. In the early days in lockdown, it was hard to try and get used to. It's kind of like when you're organized to go on a holiday, and being the person that I am or the dads that we can be, it can take you almost 3-4 days to relax and actually get into holiday mode. For me, the first few weeks of lockdown were a struggle because I was still stuck in that mindset of wanting to do more, be better. But then I realized that once I sort of humbled myself and just understood the position that I was in, I took I saw all the positives in the situation that I was in. It really helped us in a lot of ways. It actually helped us financially to understand where we were blowing out expenses and spending money. So we're actually in one of the best financial positions we've ever been. And then as far as my family and my daughter, like we've grown so close together that now, you know, my little one's daddy's girl instead of mummy's girl. You know, she comes to me for comfort now. We spend so much time together playing Lego and, you know, trying to do as much as we can. And it's forced me to get really creative as a dad as well, because it's not as easy as just going out to the park, because for a long time we didn't have access to them. And being in Melbourne, the weather's absolutely shit. And it changes every hour. So you can't predict for it. You know what I mean? We don't all have the glorious sunshine that we have, you know, out in Noosa, do we?
Yeah.
So it's really forced me to step up in that regard. And I have been more present, and it's been awesome, man. So I think the mindset shift for me, especially moving forward with number two, is to just take stock and enjoy every moment. It's okay to take a few weeks off to spend with the kid, and really enjoy the family time. And you know, by doing that, you are looking after mum at the same time. You're looking after the toddler and baby. And yeah, just slowing down. And as far as goals working towards, man, I think for us, one of the big things we were working towards is camping and traveling Australia's backyard. Haven't really done much of it. We personally aren't big on international travel. So our plan for once things go to, a normal state, is to get out there and start working towards traveling Australia, seeing and just showing my kids and my family everything that's out there. Growing up myself, we didn't have a lot of that. It was either, you know, international holidays, or it was studying your butt off to get the best job you could. So for me, the mindset is providing my kids with what I feel I missed out on, and ultimately what I feel will set them up best. I personally had, I guess, what you could call a bit of a privileged upbringing. My old man was quite successful. So I had a lot of things, you know, given to me on a silver platter. But then becoming a dad myself, it was actually quite rough, because you don't get given anything on a silver platter. You've got to work for it yourself. You've got to figure it out. So that reality that hit me like a school bus, man. So I think the mindset for my toddler and for the new one coming, I think it's just about humbling myself, being the best man I could be, and being present and teaching them all the things that I wish I learnt earlier on, so they could be the best people that they can be, man.
Yeah, mate, I love that response. And I think 2020 and I think the pandemic has been the wake-up call that we all needed. And I think that you hit the nail on the head on so many different, you know, points there. And one of the big things is spending a lot more time with our kids and, you know, just pausing and just experiencing the moment rather than go, go, go. And, you know, it's one thing I just really hope for fathers out there, that when things do get back to whatever the new normal looks like, that people don't forget that, hey, we don't need to go a million miles an hour. Hey, you know, this extra time that you're spending with your kids is so important. You don't need to get back into all the overtime and all the, you know, extracurricular activities and this, that, and everything else, and having your head in the phone the whole time. Like, you know, that bonding experience, I hope out there that, you know, it just stays along, and people realize that, you know, meaningful time with their kids every day is so important and is actually so enjoyable as well. And, you know, it's one of the things that can be easily forgotten, you know, once things get back into the rat race.
Oh, absolutely, man. I couldn't agree more. Like I said, for me, this whole experience has been pros and cons to it, but I think ultimately it's been a wake up call that everyone's needed, myself especially. And I know from my experience, and I can speak for myself, obviously, that I will be carrying on a lot of the things that I've learned from this experience. And as you said, man, you said it perfectly. You can only hope that all the other dads out there do learn from this. And I just encourage them all, because I'm an overthinker. I live in my head a lot. And that's one of the struggles and one of the challenges that I have been learning to work on, especially during this time. I just want to encourage them all to try and look at the positives and the benefits that can come from this. It's going to be so easy to, I guess, you know, look at the struggles and be caught up in, you know, case numbers and restrictions and lockdowns and stuff like that. And coming from one of the, I guess, the harder positions in the country, being in Victoria, you know, we're learning to live with it. One of the biggest things I think me and my wife have done is almost just switch off from what's going on. it's almost kind of irrelevant with what the case numbers are every day. Don't live your life based on what that, you know, the Premier's address is every day. Just live your life based on what is present. You know, you, when you wake up in the morning, ask your kids what they want to do. If you're stuck in the house and you can't go out, you can't do anything, ask them what they want to do. My daughter's response every day is, I want to paint. So what do we do every morning? We paint. Different kinds of painting. Get some shaving foam, food colouring, paint in the shower, let them go nuts. But just be present. There's so much to come from this. Like, this is a time where you almost couldn't ask for this amount of time off in the future or in the past. So relish it. Take the time to really enjoy it and get to know your kids. Because other than that, you know, in the past when I was working some long hours and, you know, being a sole trader, running a PT business or managing a club, you know, it can take a lot out of you. You come home and you may not be physically tired, but you are mentally exhausted because of, you know, how many people you work with and all the encouragement and inspiration that you try and provide to people. You are absolutely spent when you come home. So more often than not, I found myself, you know, asking my wife what my kids are interested in. You know, what did they do today? How do they go with it? You know, you almost live vicariously with your kids through your wife in that instance. So in this situation, man, I've actually had the chance to live through it myself. You know, training with my daughter every day. Like, this is an experience that I've always looked forward to, but never had the chance to, because it was always a matter of squeezing a workout in whenever I could. But now I actually get to, it's a fun thing. My daughter looks forward to it. She sees me grab out, you know, my baby brain sups and she gets excited. She knows what's coming, you know. She's seen me use the booty bands and get my glutes warmed up, and now she wears it around her waist like a belt, and that's her getting her workouts in. So, you know, it's just this kind of bonding time that it's invaluable. And I just encourage all the dads out there to, you know, when it gets tough, when it gets hard, and, you know, you are really struggling with where you're at the moment, you know, off work, stuck in the house, can't socialize like you used to, or can't really do the things you used to, just take a second, be gracious for what you've got. And yeah, just relish the opportunity.
Right. I love that. And yeah, I did the workout yesterday. I've been wearing this wristband, just because I've got a dodgy wrist at the moment. And right, as soon as we finished the workout yesterday, his son grabs on and goes, Dad, can you put it on my wrist? And he wanted to put it on, and he's down doing push-ups on the dumbbell, just, you know, and it's just like imitating everything. And we're like, we're just doing some filming. And, you know, he was already joining in and all this, but he was like, yep, I can't do any push-ups until I got my wristband on. Mate, what advice would you have for any fathers out there about achieving success in their own health and fitness, you know, fatherhood, or, you know, in any of their, you know, business?
Sorry, man, you cut out there. Can you just ask that again?
Mate, what advice would you have for new fathers out there in regards to achieving success with their own health and fitness, fatherhood, or any business that they might be facing?
I think the best advice I could give, man, would be a paradigm shift I had a few years ago, which I actually stumbled across just before my firstborn was born. And that's focusing on the why. I think this is a very, very big thing, is focusing on the why and not on the what. We live in a world where we're almost conditioned, but it's normal and natural to focus on the what in life. You know, what do I want? How am I going to go about getting there? You know, what's the next best thing? It's all about the what. It's all about the specifics. My biggest piece of advice would be to focus on the why. Be present in the moment and ask yourself, like, what's your purpose? Why would you do anything when it comes to being a father? You know, why would you choose this pram over that pram? Why would you decide that, you know, this is the best goal for my family? Why would I decide that this job is ideal? I fell into the trap of, I guess, chasing the job that was going to pay me the best dollar for my time, because I felt that was the best thing I could do for my family. We did it financially quite rough. When my daughter was first born, and just beforehand. So that was a bit of a struggle for me. So naturally the progression was to chase whatever job was going to pay me the next best wicket. So that ultimately ended in everyone's unhappiness, because dad was unhappy. Mum was unhappy because dad was unhappy. It was a snowball effect of just negative emotions. Ultimately, because I was answering the what question, which was, what do I need? More money. That's what I chased. I didn't actually ask myself why. when I actually asked myself why and what my purpose was, I started to follow that and I started following my passions, and that was with health and fitness and well-being. I've sat on the sidelines for too long after becoming a dad and just sort of seeing the world go by, working in a factory, working in the trade, just because I felt there were better prospects there. But it was ultimately not what I wanted. It was not what my purpose is. I have too much to give in the world of health and fitness. And we took a pay hit doing it. It was a big risk, but it's paid dividends. I'm the happiest I've ever been. I've become and had the more opportunities to become the best role model I can be for my family and my kids. And I can start to see how me chasing my dreams and trying to figure out my purpose has helped my wife as well start asking those questions too, because I think that is one of the biggest struggles we have as dads and as husbands is, once you have kids, your wife automatically gets that label of mum, and it almost becomes a comfort zone. It's quite tricky because after a little while of being mum, they do struggle with their identity a little bit and who they once were before kids to who they are now. And they really struggle with that, just like we do as dads. So I think actually asking myself why, what's my purpose, and trying to work on that as my goal has ultimately impacted my life tenfold in the better.
Right, fantastic. I love that answer. And for any of the dads listening as well, we've got an education section on the website where we do have a heap of information on working out your why and purpose and all that good stuff as well. So if you are struggling or you want to figure out what Abby's talking about, then head over to the website and you can have a look at all that free education over there. So, mate, I highly appreciate you coming on the podcast. I've thoroughly enjoyed your insight and your raw and real feedback about, everything that you guys are facing and, your experiences. Where can people find you online and, how can they get in touch if they want to reach out?
So I've got my personal Instagram and Facebook pages. On Instagram, it's the Silverback with a full stop in between every letter because the Silverback was taken in every aspect. And on Facebook, just my full name, Abhishek Ashokumar, and obviously in the Fit Dad community pages as well. I don't have a great social media presence at the moment, but as I said, sick of being on the sidelines, and I'm working on building that so I can help and inspire as much as I can, man.
Mate, fantastic. Well, for everyone listening, I'll make sure I've got all the links to Abby in the show notes. So you just have a look at the description. If you want to give him a follow on Instagram or chat to him in the inside the community, then by all means, reach out. So, mate, thanks very much for jumping on the podcast. Very great conversation. I absolutely thoroughly enjoyed it. And you have a great day bit down there with the family, and hopefully the restrictions ease very quickly and you can get back into some sort of normality.
Fingers crossed, man. Thanks for your time. It's been an absolute pleasure.
Mate, not a drama at all. Thank you.
Cheers, bud.